Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. We're enjoying our remote soundcheck sessions, but it's nice to occasionally dip into the archives and hear what they sounded like when people actually came live into our studio. It's a little audio time travel from the Soundcheck archives. This is Soundcheck from the studios of New York Public Radio. I'm John Schaefer. The Mexican band Café Tacuba released their first record 25 years ago, and in the years since, the one thing they've been consistent about is surprise. Over the course of the years, they began as leaders in the rock and espanol movement, but they've gone on to do experimental electronic music, something approaching chamber music. They've worked with everyone from David Byrne to the Kronos Quartet. And now, having taken a bit of time since their last album, they are back with a new collection of songs, and they are here in our Soundcheck studio to play some of them for us. With a song called Futuro, here is Café Tacuba.
Yo dije que no. Yo dije que sí, ella dijo no. Al final no importa, es algo que Dios ya decidió. La muerte dijo sí,
dijo sí.
Yo digo que no,
yo digo que no.
La vida dijo no,
la vida dijo no.
Yo digo que sí,
yo digo que sí.
Al final qué importa si muerto en vida sobreviví.
Es una cuestión de tiempo tan breve este momento en que eres y en que soy.
Sigamos de frente
a paso paulatino. Aún no me cansé. Unas voy a pie,
unas voy a pie.
Otras yo camino,
otras yo camino.
La verdad no importa porque no sé cuál es mi destino.
Futuro soy.
That is Café Tacuba, live on this special Facebook Live edition of Soundcheck. That song called Futuro, and the members of Café Tacuba joining us here in the studio, Ruben Albarán on vocals, normally lead vocals, but sharing them in this song with Kike Rangel.
Over. Everybody in the band sings.
Everybody sings, and Kike, as I say, playing the bass.
Hello.
We also heard Joselo Rangel on electric guitar, Meme Del Real behind the keyboards, and as usual with this band, when you're touring, Luis Ledesma behind the drum kit. So, Kike, there seems to be a little bit of a cumbia rhythm to that
song. Of course, yeah. This is a composition that I didn't thought that deep in what was going with the lyrics. Suddenly I realized this was a philosophical cumbia.
A philosophical cumbia.
Yeah.
The video for that song is one of the strangest videos I've ever seen. I mean, it's like a Day of the Dead thing gone crazy. Who does your videos? Who did that one?
That one was directed by an Argentinian director, Diego Tucci, in conjunction with Vision of Ruben, who always takes care on the side to develop these amazing videos.
Because you guys, I mean, Ruben, a lot of you have sort of graphic design in your background, right?
We met in the school, design school. Mm-hmm. So it's a pleasure for us to take all this work and do it.
Right. So now the album title, I'm going to spell the album title, and then I want you to tell me how you say it, Ruben. It's J-E-I, that's the first word, and then the second word is B-E-I-B-I. Okay, so J-E-I-B-E-I-B-I. How do you say this album title?
Hey, baby.
So it's a little bilingual joke. It's a joke for the English-speaking listeners.
Joselo picked the name.
Joselo was smiling sheepishly in the corner there. So you guys made the decision early on, hey baby notwithstanding, to sing in Spanish rather than English, knowing that, you know, the American audience, even pre-Trump, was not so inclined to, you know, to rock music not in English. But you guys have stuck with that decision. Why?
Because we have a lot of things to talk with our audience in Spanish, and we haven't get the necessity to communicate in English.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to do it now.
Well, that was going to be my follow-up question. Does it feel different to be a Mexican band touring in America now?
Well, it's different all the time, and it seems that the necessity of the moment, it has to do with our Latin audience living here in North America, so it would be interesting to try to express ourselves in English.
Yeah. Because you guys do record generally here in the States, in L.A., right?
Yes, in Mexico and in L.A.
Yeah. So one of the interesting things that we've seen with other Mexican composers who've come through our studio, Natalia Lafourcade, for example, or Camilo Lara, Mexican Institute of Sound, is these are musicians who started in a kind of a pop or a rock world, and now they're really kind of looking at what they can do that is specifically Latino, specifically Mexican. There seems to be a real kind of resurgence of interest in looking at roots music in the Mexican music scene. Would that be fair to say?
Well, there's a fluctuation in the kind of influences that musicians work with. I think now it's different. When our generation, we are from the last part of the 80s,
right,
we were very interested in taking our culture and our roots and experiment with that in the music. But now it seems that all the young bands and the young musicians are more interested in be part of a global sound. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but maybe next generation is going to be another time interested in roots and traditional music.
Yeah. Well, now this album, you know, this is a rockin' record. did you guys set out to do that? Meme, did you guys have a specific vision in mind when you began recording?
No, not really. That's probably one of the characteristics of Café Tacuba, that we start pretty much open to whatever it happens and go with the flow. And particularly because we are, each one of us are composers, we bring different ideas, sometimes antagonic ideas, but that's probably what makes so rich the perspective of the wide sound of what sometimes become. Sometimes are the sound or the styles or the genres are more narrowed, but sometimes, and I feel that this album is more opened and free in terms of ideas and genres.
Well, you know, and the world of rock can go from this sort of cumbia-driven thing we just heard to something more kind of psychedelic, which you get into in a couple of songs on this record.
Yes. Actually, yesterday in an interview, there is this girl that says, this song that is like a 70s psychedelic song. And I said, yeah, that's right. And we are from the 70s. I mean, we grew up with all those psychedelia era. So that's maybe there. And now it's reflecting in a song.
Now, Meme, you're going to pick up a guitar for this next song, right? The song is called Disolviéndonos, which means dissolving, right?
Dissolving, yes.
All right. This, once again, is going to be on the new album by Café Tacuba. It's been 5 years since their last record. This one is called Hey Baby, and the band is playing live here in the Soundcheck studio.
Thank you.
Well, that is Café Tacuba once again playing live in our soundcheck studio here in New York, and a song called Disolviéndonos, Dissolving, which is on the new record called Hey Baby, a Cinco de Mayo release from Café Tacuba. And that, Kike, that sounds like a tricky song when you hear it on the record. To see you guys play it live, that's a whole nother thing. You've taken it to another level.
Maybe. I don't know. I think it's what happens with a lot of songs. There is one perception in the studio, and when the energy of playing it live again. And actually, we haven't played this one in a stage.
Really?
It's going to be really interesting.
Wow. Ruben, you were talking before about, you know, maybe it's time to think about an English language song. But the great thing about Café Tacuba is that over all these years, you have developed an Anglophone fan base. You know, people like me who don't, you know, I speak enough Spanish to call for the ball when I'm playing soccer, in the park on the weekend. That's cambio, you know, that's about it. But, you know, there are a lot of us who are, you know, Anglophone fans of this band. And, you know, that's got to be really gratifying to you guys to be able to plow your own path and have people come to you that way.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. It's music. Music is universal. So we grew up listening to Anglo music.
Sure.
And we didn't know how to speak English. We just listen to the music and we sing, oh, watch his net, he's anything. We sing anything. And that's the power of music.
Yeah. Meme, are you guys still working with your old friend Gustavo Santaolalla?
Yes. We have been working through the years and through the whole albums with him and with Aníbal Kerpel in different levels. Sometimes he's taking care of the whole production, and sometimes he's just like an kind of a advisor, but always close. But this time with the Hey Baby, he's really close. He's taking care of the whole thing with the band, and we are really proud to keep, you know, maintaining that relation, and we're happy with what happens.
And he's a great composer himself. Won an Oscar for his film music for Brokeback Mountain, but he's done a lot of other things. And Ani Kerpel also is also an interest. And Gabi Kerpel, they're brothers, right?
Yeah, it's a brother that is some musician and has some projects and stuff.
There's a lot of great stuff out there. But speaking of collaborations, Ruben, you guys have a gig with Gustavo Dudamel and the Los Angeles Philharmonic. What will that be?
Well, it's interesting. It's going to be a surprise, and it is a mystery even for us.
Have you ever done anything like that? I mean, this band has done so much unusual music, you know, with clarinets and string quartets. Have you ever done anything like this?
Not like this.
I guess first you need to figure out what this is.
Yes. We have worked with a lot of musicians, all kinds of music, and with quartets. But now it's going to be bigger, and it's going to be great. A mystery for us.
Well, presumably there will need to be some additional collaborator on that project, someone to do orchestrations and things like that, unless one of you guys does that?
No, not really. Okay. I think... we hope somebody else is going to take care of that.
All right. In the meantime, we've got Hey Baby, the latest album from Café Tacuba, the great Mexican band here in our New York studio. And one more song, this one called Las Flores, the flowers?
Yes. Las Flores, flowers.
All right. Once again, live music in our studio from Café Tacuba.
From 1994.
Y regalarte unas
going back into the canon of Café Tacuba songs for that one, Las Flores, from the second record, which was called landmark record, and probably the first one that I heard of yours, so nice to revisit some of the older material with that live performance. But there is a new record called Hey Baby, It's Been 5 Years Since the Last Record. That seems about right for you guys for some reason.
That's the measure of our cycle. We we compose the songs, then we produce a record, then we tour 2.5 years, and then we stop 1 year and start all over again.
Well, it's a cycle that seems to work for you guys.
Yes.
New record sounds great. Thank you so much for coming in and playing for
thank
us
you
today.
Very much.
No, please, thank you.
The members of Café Tacuba, this is Soundcheck. That soundcheck session came from our archives. You can hear lots more and check out our newly produced remote sessions on our website, newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer, Karen Havlick, and I'm John Schaefer.
Seguimos hoy.